find out thank you for this time. If you are that brings life and light, we ask that you will open our eyes and our hearts to the things you want to do today. Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So may you talk about the Bible to John 21, verse 25. John chapter 21, verse 25. If you are there,
there are also many happy.
Yes.
The which it should be written everyone. I suppose that even the word itself is not contained.
Thank you very much. Let's read another version. John 21:25, another version. Any other version? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am.
That the whole world cannot even contain the, if you want to write the miracles that Jesus did in his lifetime, that the whole world itself will not contain it. Although, God of Jesus, let me break that down. You can have 1 million books. These laptops are contained 30 million books. But in those days, they write scrolls. So the book of John alone can be like 50 books together. What people was saying is that Jesus did so many miracles that even the all of them. So the first reality I want us to know is that someone has another question. Yes. Thank you very much. So, there are so many things that Jesus did. Although there are that were recorded, but John was ending his gospel and saying that even if we choose to record each and every one of the miracles of Jesus, it's not like in the world we did not contemplate. So, that leads me to the fact that miracles are the reality of the world. Miracles as believers should be our reality. We should be experiencing miracles. Why do I say so? The Bible says the Bible was written. I don't know who was written, not this. Now, what are we waiting? God to pray. He now was giving a farewell speech. He was to leave that part to another people. So he was giving a farewell speech. He started from night. Morning. Which guy speak with that? So there was a guy that was sleeping upstairs. I don't believe the guy. A number of preachers have preached a number of things and said the guy was sleeping on this one. I don't believe the guy. How will a preacher preach from night to morning? What did he talk? So the guy fell down from 2 stories. Jumped up, and died. And Paul went out, prayed for the guy, and he never happened. They continued serving. As if nothing was done. So, raising the dead in the days of the apostles was as long as we don't know about the rest of the people. So, people should be our reality. Amen. Said I was reading some writers on Twitter over the week, and the person was saying that
that Bible was talking about trans rights. Not trans, what's the other one? That's what's the transport? No, teleportation. That's teleportation was talking about Philip. There are a number of other people that teleported.
Although
it's a smaller molecule, a smaller cell, and we were able to transfer information from cell A to cell B via teleportation. So science has been able to, after 2,000 years, prove that teleportation is entirely possible for it in a small way. So the guy was saying that. So miracle is God. Miracle is God. What is the right word? It's a massive advancement in science. What science? What do you think science is? Is the reality of miracles. Now, so what science
that we use ChatGPT?
What is the like? There was one. I don't know. And the software is not that it was really the writer looked at the announcement and created content out of it and made video. I'm like, this is just took a video and put images and put soundtrack by itself.
Miracles are advanced science. Like, what if you think science almost
now, there are five classes of miracles. I want us to discuss. Five classes of miracles. Not all miracles are alike. Not all miracles are the same. Although we sing this song,
Into existence.
Additional
miracles are miracles that
I have
have heard of people who don't have the blessings.
And there is no room. Yes, they will receive.
Is there anybody that this God is remember, I said that.
God is silent 2,000 years in the future. Now, science is really impossible to go and have a baby in the lab. We know I created it now. Very much. 500 years ago, was very impossible. If anybody had a baby, it took God. How many years did you say? How many years ago? Without.
Now, miracle is still silent
in the next 1,000 years. You can count.
So, creational miracle, Psalm 89 verse
5. The heavens are telling the glory of God. This heaven and earth was created out of nothing. Out of the Bible says, the heaven was without form and empty and void. That's why evolution is always up and empty. You claim that. Matter, energy cannot be destroyed or created or can be transformed from one form to another. Thank you very much. She's still remembering. That's the law of absolute energy. So, science means that
energy,
you can't create energy, you can't destroy it. Only transform it from one form to another. For instance, sounds are energy. Why did you create that energy? What energy? I use the energy to create that sound. That's called energy. So, what we have to do is that so, I have a feeling of the people of the energy that I to be that made the energy to be. The part was part of the
I can't believe it. Sustaining miracles are operations of nature that allows us to flourish.
So what gives you a miracle of money is a sustaining miracle.
That if you are a fixed and contract. Okay, let me
when I say money, I mean real huge.
Not,
you know, I have to forget 5K, forget 2K. Not that kind of money. Very huge cash.
God can, those are creational miracles. We'll get to that part. But sustaining miracles, it's not all the time that God will drop money in your body. It's not every time that God will give you miracle at last. I have also explained that. I remember.
But years ago, I spent a creational miracle. So that sustaining miracle is that God knows you are an engineer. What is a problem? One of my I was a politician, very close to the political power. They were fighting in one state. Two factions of the party. So one faction now went to the party headquarters and used bomb to blow their door open, smash window. But I don't do that. So they need to repair the headquarters. They called our brother to come and quote for the repair. And what was something that God knows I mean? The Lord of all very simple. Then I will have home the door. And they gave me the contract. They will look for you. You don't even Hallelujah. Let's go to Hebrews 1:3. Don't worry, if you can't finish this sermon today, we'll continue next. Hebrews 1.
Who came with brightness of glory?
Yes.
And with express image of his person.
Yes.
And upholding all things by the word of his power.
God upholds all things by the word of his power. He sustains all things by his word. So, David sustains himself is by his word. 1 Corinthians 1:15. 1 Corinthians 1:15. Yes. 2:17. No, sorry. Colossians, my bad. Colossians 1:15. Yes. Yeah. Yes. 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 By him all things hold together. He is before all things. By him all things are sustained. He holds all things together. So that is God that holds all things together. You can't have it anymore. You can't hold it together anymore. By him, he holds all things. All things means include your life. All things include your health. All things include your finances. He holds all things together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to do at least one part today. Sustaining miracles are responsible for our provisions that make our ongoing life. The provision that makes our ongoing life. So sending miracle responsible for it. Number three. Providential miracle. Providential
providential miracle. Now, providential miracles,
they may not go before,
but the timing of the event makes it miracle. Someone just came, one visitor just came with us. And the visitor,
I think, requested for one, maybe Sabbath.
And it could be the 90s, I'm talking about the 90s.
No, no. But we have the time, and then we back. One shall make sure that that flag was ready for the visitor.
Ah!
The demonstration,
Providential miracles
If this is not happening, it's not something better. But the timing of that, and you know that some is not aligned like that. We give the children
100
and this is
not. You know that
that visitor is not doing the children. Yeah, he's giving it to you. That is giving you one. You don't want to
do that. So, providential miracles are miracles that the time does not meet your need. The Bible about Jesus, Matthew 7, that go and away.
You should be baptized, or should you not be baptized, and they have
been tired. And he said, he told me, Alright. But why is it that it is the one
that swallowed one that we have a person?
Fish
swallowing a coin is not this. And that we can stand and be on the wall of the city and receive the promotion.
But the father, the one that's that's the miracle. So miracle number one, class number one.
Number three.
Hallelujah. Now number four, predictive miracles, and I need to be careful here because
people have personalized this. They've turned into Ben Naija, especially in this
region.
We're covering our eyes in shape.
Was it Barcelona? One football,
two football. What is not the business of predictive?
So, yes, God can predict
what is going to happen.
But we need to be careful so that we balance it. So, predictive miracles arise from making accurate predictions. Those predictions that are not explainable by the law.
So, predicting miracles, you are able to make accurate predictions, but those predictions are not explained away by the law. Because if,
for instance, some of us,
calculation,
this thing is likely to win.
Not the problem,
but from calculation, the same.
If you look at this person, as well as this,
is likely to be winner. The same thing with maybe
from your class.
This person has not
and you have predicted based on calculation.
People are not like that.
You cannot explain them away.
You cannot use like the example.
You can't say it's law. Why is it that Jesus said it? And what is the exact one?
You can't explain that to you.
You want to ask us.
And why is it that the
exact one? One of my fathers,
he asked,
what is
the death letter? He was
Suspension miracles.
What are suspension miracles? These
are miracles that validate natural law. These are miracles that suspend the law of nature. Okay, let's look at it.
That's it. Ultimate.
Religion has been able to dispute. Every religion is against the resurrection.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes, some people that have died and have been raised from the dead. Several. There are people that have died. We heard of stories in CSC, some of our fathers, who
pregnant woman. Am I right?
Lazarus was raised back to life. Lazarus was better.
Everybody that died now or in this Bible,
Jesus is the only one that died. So that's the fact that
it's not only the same thing that preaches to others. Do unto others what you want them to do unto you.
What are the forgiveness? It's not only the same thing that the Jesus Christ from the dead is suspension.
Let's look at other miracles that Jesus did while he was walking on water.
Suspended the law of all trust. And don't let me go into the
second. I didn't really know my wife is a doctor. She doesn't sue me.
All trust. I want that law of all trust. And I that's that law.
Is that? It's not true. It's not
true. Ah,
since I
hate
you. Thank you.
Sorry, you don't like
this. Not trust law is what sheep is what sheep works on.
That doesn't happen. Massive amount of that's the space inside.
But Jesus, by the law of man,
man cannot flesh.
Because man cannot be equal amount of God. Because man is a
spirit.
We are not holy. There's gold, there's spirit. There's gold.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Miracle is Jesus to die. Don't be the law of nature. In fact, the water he turned to wine. Okay, I hope nobody watching online.
The water he turned to wine.
The water they used to wash their feet. Everybody
walks. It's only the right
now. There's dust.
So, what do you think? So you take water from there and wash your bed. Is that water? So God can Okay. Was like blood. In fact, there's something that is good that the what is before this something. That when your sweat glands turn to blood.
So there are miracles that God does.
Let's come to our contemporary age. I think last year, it's almost this time
that God delivered that
miracle from Amazon. The vehicle went underneath the trailer. The total head of the vehicle,
you head that trailer. He removed the whole head of the head. But the head of the
head. That is God suspending the law of nature. And you are our lives. God has done suspended the law of nature.
Now, when God does things like this, and he suspends the law of nature, he wants us to know that we are supposed to. God doing such miracles is to grant knowledge of his authority.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, this is so that Jesus said you that, yes, I am in charge.
In the name of Jesus. Let's really look at how to experience the miracle of God. Let's stop it. How to begin to confess the miraculous. What are the five verses? Yes. Suspension miracle. Whichever you want, begin to declare now. I experience the miracles in the name of Jesus. I experience miracles. And I come back in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. In my life, the miracle becomes our encounter. The miracle becomes our encounter. In the name of Jesus. The miracle becomes our reality. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name of prayer. Begin to extend the miracle in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody celebrate.
Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for this time again in your presence. As we go into the world, we ask that you speak to us yourself in the name of Jesus. Your word will meet our needs today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Last
school is something it's only who can remind us to talk to Mr. Lassie. Yes, sir. No, yes, sir. Eh? God of miracles, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I read John 21:25. Let's read that again. Can someone help me read that? John 21:25. Hallelujah. The Bible was saying that the miracles that Jesus did, if you're going to write them in a book, the whole world will not be able to contain it. So, which means God still does miracles. Like I was on the school, he said that God is still healing. God still does miracles. And we listed 5 classes of miracles last week. Can we mention them all? The 5 classes of miracles? Yes. 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 Okay. So those of us that were there in church last week, you can get a message from my podcast. Today, I want us to quickly go into how to experience the miraculous. We've talked about the miraculous. Creation of miracles. A miracle that it requires creation. Growth is appearing. Things that were not there, growing to be there. Do you understand? So growth, creational miracles, suspension miracles, whereby the laws of nature are even suspended for that miracle to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how do we experience the miraculous? Number one, faith is a catalyst for miracles. Faith is a catalyst for miracles. I'm sorry, I have to go scientific again. I hope our non-scientists will pardon us. Oh yeah, my scientists. What's the catalyst? Oh, it's only my wife that is not scientific. Good. That's not the reaction. That's actually the chemistry definition. A catalyst is an element that speeds up your reaction. So normally, let's say the reaction, I'm trying to look for, because we use several catalysts in our kitchen. We don't look at the catalysts. What are the catalysts we use in our kitchen?
Potash,
God bless you. Come, potash. You put it in your meat to do what? To make it fast to stop. If you boil your meat normally, it will still stop to want to take. The wire. Also, pressure cooker is also a catalyst. So that pressure will make your piece or your meat or whatever you are boiling to boil faster. Or if you are using an ordinary pot, your piece will still cook. Your meat will still suffer. But now adding those things to make it quicker. So faith is a catalyst for miracles. Hallelujah. So Jesus said in Matthew 17:20, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can take to this mountain, be ye removed. So faith serves as a conduit for God's miraculous intervention. Faith serves as a conduit. What's a conduit? A conduit is a connection, which means God of miracles is still existing. He said that the number of things, the number of miracles he can. But faith is that conduit. A conduit is like a hose or a pipe that you use to connect one source to the water. I want to pump water into the tank. You use a pipe, you connect it here. So faith is that pipe that connects God, the miraculous of God, to us. For us to experience miracles, we believe. So faith is both a catalyst for miracles and also a conduit for miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number two, how to experience the miraculous. Persistent prayers. What do I call it? Persistent prayers. Not just prayers. Not just prayers, persistent prayers. Which means you don't get discouraged. Oh, I've been praying about this thing for a while, I've not gotten it. Don't get discouraged. Keep praying. Keep on trusting. Persistent prayer. Prayer itself is vehicle to communicate. In fact, I think I've done a teaching on altars and prayers in this church before. Prayer is a legal way. It's a legal way of interacting with the spiritual. An altar is a platform whereby the spiritual and the physical meet on legal grounds. So prayer is your legal way of interacting with the spiritual.
Hallelujah. The Bible says the prayer, James 5:16, the prayer of the righteous, what? Availeth much. I want us to read that. James 5:16.
And the prayer of faith,
yes,
shall save the sick.
Yes.
And the Lord shall raise him up.
James 5:16.
To confess your fault to one another. And pray for one another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous
Availeth much. At this, the version I have here, I don't know if you have any other version. He said the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. The prayer is not just prayer now.
The prayer of the righteous.
You have to be righteous for your prayer to be powerful and effective.
Righteousness is the tool that makes our prayers powerful and effective.
I don't tell people, if at this stage, with all the things that you've been hearing in this church, you
are saying, I don't know which is. I don't know what else to do. In this, you are not righteous. Because if you are righteous, your prayer will be powerful enough to suspend the activities of the devil.
So, prayer is a vehicle which we communicate to God. And in an atmosphere of prayers, it creates an environment where miracles are manifested. The atmosphere of prayers creates an environment
where miracles can manifest.
Someone has criticized this song. So
please don't mind me. I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will be jealous of me.
Now,
you should not pray because
you don't want Satan to be jealous of you.
Or, looking at what the man, the composer of the song, you know, at times we're emotional with some of our words.
The composer of the song,
what is trying to say is that I really have to pray so that Satan will have an upper hand.
Or, our prayer should not be so that Satan will not be jealous of us.
Our prayer should be a legal prayer to communicate with God.
So it's in that atmosphere of prayer that miracles do happen.
Hallelujah.
Number three, how to experience the miraculous. Number three, acting in obedience to God's word. Acting in obedience to God's word.
Obedience to God's word is another catalyst. Faith is the catalyst of miracles. Obedience to God's word is another catalyst for miracles.
When the word of God says,
your yes should be yes, your no should be no, follow it.
When the word of the Lord says, don't do this, don't do it. No people are trying to find a way.
Should have opposed the word, should have opposed the Bible.
Don't join them. Obedience to the word of God is another key catalyst to experience miracles. 2 Kings chapter 5, the story of Naaman.
See, if you have a prophet, if you have a prophet, if I tell you something, to do something, please do it. Obey. Naaman could have missed his miracle because of disobedience. Go and watch in the show assembly. Simple. Don't start using your logical mind to start calculating. Well, the Bible says it, but let me tell you this story. Cyrus told his brother, go and recruit the temple. Your professional king told his brother to go and recruit the temple. So, but some people wrote letters against the children of Israel. That they are superior people. They will not allow them to do anything. At the end of the letter, they stopped doing that temple for 20 years. The hope stops. But when Cyrus became the king, the children of Israel would have been like, please let us continue this work. Blah, 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 blah. So Cyrus allowed them to continue. And this time, they did what the fourth generation did. What did they do? The Bible says, and our prophets will with us, helping us. So they will be stopped and talk. They will call their prophets. Sir, a prophet is not going to be carrying blood. A prophet is not going to be carrying cement. But they understood the meaning of your prophet. Being with you on the journey. Yes. If I tell you to do something, church, please do it. Be obedient. Don't start thinking of. Don't start. What's the name now? Don't start using logic. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four, and the last one. Number four. Community. Community. See, that's not our community because we can speak about houses and view church online. I can stay in the room and read this message. I don't know if you're doing it online. It's possible. We know that let us be the community of believers. When the Bible says that don't forsake the gathering of the brethren, we know what he says. The community of believers, aid the miraculous, aid your faith. Don't go through life alone. I was telling some young people yesterday, just some things about life, and I was trying to tell them, life is not fair. Life is not fair for you to go through life. But you will learn on your own. Allow someone to hold your hand while you are going through life. Don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. You are trusting God for you. Don't isolate yourself. The devil attacks people in isolation. The devil attacks people in isolation. So don't isolate yourself from your fellow believers. Come together in a community. Acts 2:42. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So they continued in the doctrine, they continued in fellowship, they continued in breaking of bread.
Breaking of bread and the prayers.
Yes. Go on. Yes. Wonders and signs happen in their midst because they continue in doctrine, they continue in fellowship. Death will not come. This generation that wants to do this alone, you want to be alone, you want to be doing it, it is dangerous. What did I say? It is dangerous. Form a community. Be together with the brethren. Share your challenges. Hallelujah. Share your challenges with one another. So, individual faith is very good, don't get me wrong. or cooperate with at times when you need someone to help you with your life. I'll tell you three times of God. Maybe some other time I'll pray. There's a dog called the dog of strength. The dog of strength. You need strength to push it open. You know, imagine a case, a very early case that's rusted. If you want to open it, you may not be able to push it alone. You may have to call someone or two or three people to help you push it. There are some doors that are closed in your life that requires not your strength alone, the strength of the family to push it. The strength of the church, of your pastor. Please join me in prayer. Let's push this door open. There's another door called the door of revelation. What do I call it? Oh, talk to me. What do I call it? You know, there are some doors in our offices, some of our offices, that it requires your ID card to open. Some requires your fingerprint, your thumbprint to open. Sir, if you are Mike Tyson, who is the strongest man on that now? If you are achieving everything, you carry weight, you do everything, and you try and push that, it's not going to open. It doesn't require strength. The one that requires strength doesn't require password or revelation. You know, there are some doors, it is password you use. It is, what's it called? Pin. They have a pin. When you put it, bam, 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 it will open. It doesn't require strength. It doesn't require strength. There are some doors like that. Now, there's another door called the door of presence. What do I call it? Talk to me now, church. Door of presence. It is the door you have to help us. You know that there's some hotels as well. When you are coming like this, immediately you get to cross from the door. What are the doors? You want to open yourself. There are some doors that you need to put around the personal circumference before you open. Imagine you don't need strength, you don't need revelation, you don't need password to close the doors. All you need to do is just to put around the circumference. That is why we go for saying the gathering of the brethren. Community can birth miracles. Breaking of bread births miracles. Fellowship births miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm telling us that let us embrace this profound truth. Our faith is a catalyst. Obedience is a catalyst. Persistent prayers, these are at the new or at the environment for miracles and fellowship, community. Be among people that will need your faith. Don't be among people that will talking you down on everything you tell you are doing. Be among the church brethren. Tell them that was in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let me have you to just say one or two prayers. And then we take the Holy Communion and we close the service. Hallelujah. Say, Father, I begin to experience the miracles. I begin to experience the miracles. In my life, in my career, I begin to pray. I choose to experience the miracles. In my career, the miracles becomes my reality. I begin to experience the miracles. In the name of Jesus, I begin to experience the miracles in the name of Jesus.